This is MNN Sports. I'm Mike Grimm. Tonight's the annual Wednesday game night statewide for high school football as we head into the MEA weekend. It's week 8, and Ryan Phelps has more.
We've got Wednesday night football on the schedule tonight as it's week 8 in Minnesota. It's MEA, no school Thursday or Friday. So we'll play them tonight. And rare, only one undefeated matchup as Matamidi travels to St. Thomas Academy. Both teams are 7-0, and both teams will use their ground game. Matamidi, led by Jacob Rubish, he'll likely reach 1,000 yards this year. He has 12 touchdowns so far, but they've got four ball carriers in triple digits for yardage. St. Thomas Academy relies mostly on Dominic Baez. He's over 900 rushing yards already through seven games with 15 touchdowns. Another great rivalry in outstate Minnesota is Dawson Boyd at Mineota. The winner will get the top seed in Section 4A. Mineota has the longest active winning streak in Minnesota high school football at 40 straight. I'm Ryan Phelps.
Thank you, Ryan. On to pro football now. Vikings head coach Kevin O'Connell says he still isn't sure whether he'll start J.J. McCarthy or Carson Wentz at quarterback when the Eagles visit Minneapolis to take on the Vikes on Sunday. He says McCarthy was working out of the team practice facility last week during the bye and will practice this week as well, doing the necessary things to get healthy and get better.
A lot of time on task of the muscle memory of our offense and playing the position that we're trying to make up for that time lost, and he'll get a great opportunity this week to, you know, get back into the team reps and start, you know, getting himself to a place where we know he's going to go out and play well. It's not just getting him back and throwing him back out there as much as it is getting him to a place, and that could be this week.
Sunday's game will kick off at noon, and the Gopher football team will host Nebraska on Friday night at 7. This is MNN Sports.